Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a basic website, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, or all of the above, it's all included with your Squarespace website, and you can start your free trial at squarespace.com today. We use it to build thisistheread.com, and like I always say, if I can do it, I know you can. So go to squarespace.com today and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's code READ at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. Let Squarespace know that The Read sent you, and now let's start the show.
I don't have anything to sing.
Okay.
I was putting my whole mind into trying to find a song, which just nothing came to me.
Okay.
But I mean, the show's early anyway, so what the fuck do you want from me?
I don't think we needed a song also, but
So fine. Here we are back again for another episode of this show called The Read.
Yes.
I am Siesta Next Door.
Okay. And I am Civil War.
Wow. Okay.
Aren't you proud of me?
I would be more proud of you if you didn't tweet yesterday that you really thought that they were talking about.
But I looked it up afterwards once I realized that it was like a comic book.
Well,
thing.
That is because, much like myself, you are a person who is not allergic to knowledge, so you look things up.
But I was actually going to watch the movie so I could talk to you about it today, but then I didn't.
It's fantastic.
Is it really? So it you think I should go see it?
Just great. I think that if you like action movies and maybe just a little, if you're not like afraid of the superhero thing.
I'm not afraid of superheroes.
I mean, if you're not totally turned off by it.
No. Okay. Well, maybe I will then.
It was a great movie. It's still about, you know, a guy trying to protect his old friend and, you know, the effects of fucking up the world when you're trying to save it at the same time. And the government trying to tell these girls, like, you have to work with us, bitch, because no more secret identities. And then the fallout from that. And then bitches take teams. And then what you really want to watch it for. What you really want to watch it for is Black Panther. Chadwick fucking Slade. My God. I'm so excited for this full-length Black Panther movie that Ryan Coogler is directing. Like, give it to me. I want it right now. I need it.
Oh, that's cool.
Everything about it is amazing. I don't want to spoil anything.
About the Civil War movie, you
mean? About the film altogether. But, okay. I mean, they just hit the points. All of the marks that I needed for this character were there. He's badass. He's black. He can fight. He's super smart. It's just...
Okay. So, do I need to read the comic book before
no,
I watch the...
Okay. You do not.
All right. So then maybe I'll look at it then.
Possibly.
Like
I
a
think
matinee
you'll have
or
fun.
Something. I'll go like to a matinee this week and we can talk about it next week.
And I watched it at IMAX. The infamous IMAX.
You went like really late at night too.
I went at midnight, but I went super late for Deadpool and the other one too, and they were fucking terrible.
Why
but
is that
this
so
one
popular?
Was so great. Like everybody behaved.
What?
There were no
at
babies
a midnight
next
showing?
To me. There was nobody laughing like a fucking donkey. It was just us
wow.
and the movie. And I saw it in 3D by accident, but it was awesome. So good.
I love seeing movies in 3D. Is the 3D crowd usually worse, though, or not really?
The crowd?
Yeah. Is that why you didn't want to see it in 3D? Because of the audience?
No, because I just feel like a 3D shit is expensive for no reason. It doesn't do anything to me. Like, I'd just be, like, sitting there, like, so I could have just watched this on a flat screen, girl. This is, there's, I...
Oh, I saw Maleficent in 3D, and I thought it was excellent. All that flying and shit. It's so fun.
It doesn't come out of the screen. It just adds depth.
I'm just so easily entertained.
I do want to see the new Alice in Wonderland in 3D, though.
Yes.
Because they showed
Ooh,
a 3D...
Man.
Is there another way to do it? I just feel...
We gotta go to that together.
When I tell you that I was blazed out of my mind when I saw this fucking movie on Saturday, and they showed a 3D preview for Alice through the looking glass or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just play the rest of it right now? Like, let's just watch this right after Civil War then. I don't have anywhere else to be.
Right.
So that's definitely gonna happen.
Okay. I'm in for that. Like, we should all go. We'll just have like a friend field trip and everybody will get high and then go to the movies.
I don't have a problem
with
that.
It's going to be a great time.
Okay. Black Excellence this week.
Yeah. Moving on to the show.
Goes out to a lady by the name of Candace. Candace, as soon as I find your tab here, you're getting some love.
What did Candace do?
Candace created something that was called, that she calls the Lemonade Syllabus.
I have that bookmarked, but I haven't read it yet.
Okay, so this is really fantastic because essentially what it is that it's like a real syllabus that you can download on whatever your device is. And it surrounds the Lemonade album, basically. And it gives you like a syllabus in school would.
Wow.
There's a table of contents, and it's almost like Lemonade is a course. But what's
Look
awesome about
PDF.
It
Jesus.
Is that it gives you like real awesome books that you can go out and read with really great authors. A lot of like Chimamanda's in here.
Wow. Look at this.
Cupcake Brown. Like all of these things that you get to read that are inspired by the album and different parts of the album. There's notes that you can take. So you've got Black Feminist Studies. You've got religion and womanist theology. Like, it's just like, this is such a great idea and so wonderfully done.
I'm just stunned. That is so great.
And so that's something I think that you could definitely go and check out. The website is Candace Benbow, and I'm probably saying that wrong, but.
No, I think that's it. It looks like
CanDiceBenbow.com/lemonade syllabus. If you don't know how to spell syllabus, then you definitely need one. And yes, go check it out. You can download it. It's really creative, super awesome, very well done. And I just thought that was really awesome and well put together and something that can inspire people to read really great books and introduce themselves to fun Black things and write.
Amen.
With a pen or pencil.
Absolutely.
Instead of your thumb.
I had it bookmarked, but I haven't actually looked at it yet. And just scrolling through it, I'm like, oh my God, already, this is amazing. So
it's
I can't
so
wait
well
to
done.
Really, right. Like, see, Beyonce, this is what Beyonce inspires Black women to do. Like, I've seen so many really well done pieces of work that are in response to Lemonade. So shout out to you, Candace. And also shout out to the 16 West Point cadets, those Black women who took that photo with their hands raised. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have seen that.
It's nothing at all like any West Point photo I've ever seen before. And of course, white people are mad about it. So shout out to y'all for angering white
when
people.
White
which
people
is my,
are mad.
I mean, that's my favorite thing. So
it's really easy. It's almost boring.
At this point. Just love this photo. Like, yes, Black women. Ugh, we are everything. We are life. Don't ever forget it.
So this week in sick, sad, fool ass, ghetto, late, just
trash.
Irresponsible,
mess.
But rich world.
Wealthy.
Some of them. Okay, so let's start with.
Let's go from least to most broke.
Least important to me.
Okay.
Demi Lovato was at the Met Gala wearing something that looks kind of like a. The sleeve of an Ed Hardy hoodie. Or like...
Wow. Well, now I have to Google this.
It looks like... it looks like the edge of like a Kanye West album.
Is it this yellow and silver thing?
Yes. With
oh,
this like black.
No. Oh, no.
I dislike it.
Are those sequins? Oh, they are. Sis.
It's just, I don't like it.
Well, okay, right.
But I was generally unimpressed by that whole entire festival of foolishness.
Oh, my goodness.
As I've said already.
The fact that I thought this was just a top and it keeps going into a full length.
No, it is an entire dress.
Oh, no,
it's
ma'am.
Just a full dress from top to bottom.
Well, I think she was probably just trying to fit in with the theme, but.
I mean, yeah, nobody really came up. There was a handful of people whose outfits I thought were like, oh, that was really cute and creative and not super predictable.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, there was a moment where, what's her name? I'm looking right at her. Nicki Minaj was posing next to Jeremy Scott. Nicki looks... I don't even know how to say this. She kind of looks like the inside of an Escalade in this dress.
Like, wait a minute.
Like, it just looked like, I don't hate it. A lot of people, somebody made like this this fan art of her holding a keyblade, which means nothing to you, but it's like mix this outfit with Kingdom Hearts, and I thought it looked perfect because she definitely looks like a Kingdom Hearts villain or like somebody that would have like died at the end of like a season of Sailor Moon. Wow. After like sending a whole bunch of bad bitches after her, like she looks villainous. So
she
it's
does
not
look
a
like
bad,
a villain. Yes, definitely.
It's not like a bad thing because I don't hate it. It's just interesting.
I don't understand those squares everywhere. Like, I feel like they should be
they're
lighting
like buckles.
Up. I feel like they should be, like, with LED lights. Maybe they should have, like, something scrolling past on them or something like that. Because that's what they look like they are supposed to do.
But she captioned this photo with Moschino in it. So I'm assuming that's what she's wearing. And if that's the case, that explains everything. Because she absolutely looks just like them belts that you niggas be spending a whole $137 on when the trap is real, but like, you know, when it's bumping on the weekends real heavy.
Yeah.
And y'all be coming in debuting at brand new shit at whatever fucking actual 9 to 5 you got.
Yeah.
I'll be standing on the corner under the chicken place in your big Moschino belt.
And Demi Lovato is wearing Moschino too, which is, I'm sure, why she's also in the picture.
Also, that explains everything.
Right.
Jeremy Scott's got on this. Whatever this is. And so
outline of a thing. Fashion. I don't get it.
If Nikki's like hips and ass weren't so huge, I'd probably hate this. But it just works.
Nikki's shape helps the dress.
It definitely helps the dress. But either way, she was photographed at one point side-eyeing the fuck out of Demi Lovato when she was walking up to take this picture too. Now, I don't know.
I just clicked on it.
Why that happened, but it did.
Damn.
And then she posted this and didn't tag Demi in it. So the fact that Demi's actually wearing the same line or designer,
right,
explains a lot about why they're all in this picture together. Because at first I was like, I guess that they just, maybe the paparazzi wanted her to jump in there or whatever. But Nikki was like, bitch, ain't nobody invite you over here. You ain't even got on all black like we do, bitch. Like, you fucking up the picture. So that was hilarious. She didn't tag her in the photo.
Which, I mean, at least she didn't crop her out, which is something I would have done.
Okay.
Bitch, I'll take out my own arm to take you out the picture.
I would have been like, here, it's myself, Jeremy Scott. Don't worry about that shoulder, girl. I couldn't get that part out, but
it
belongs
Scott,
to nobody
who
if
designs
you need
from
to
Moschino,
know.
This is my dress.
This is the two of us on a shoulder.
Okay. Good night.
So Demi posted something on Snapchat that says, when you aren't mentioned in a post but didn't do shit to the person, and then she does that emoji face with
the thinking
one where you're holding your chin. And then she posted the side eye on Instagram and said, this picture pretty much summed up my first and probably last met. Hashtag, I'm only saying the hashtags that are worth saying because I don't know why y'all still feel like you need more than two. I don't know. Just put it in the caption. You don't need 18 goddamn hashtags. Just pick two. Pick your best two. Come up with at least, if you got to come up with five, pick the top two. I will even take three, but you niggas with a paragraph of hashtags after. I don't understand. It's unnecessary. Anyway.
Ow.
Hashtag so fucking awkward. Hashtag not for me. Hashtag what's good.
Oh, girl.
But then she also puts cool sweatpants and forensic files. What do those mean?
Maybe that means from now on she'll be at home
in sweatpants watching forensic files
instead of being at the Met Gala. Which,
do you see how that would have been? I would have understand that immediately if you would have just made that a sentence.
Right, as opposed to trying to communicate via hashtag.
And then the hashtag could have been so fucking awkward, what's good? Like, easy!
I can't believe you got so deep in your feelings that you really addressed this on Snapchat. Because somebody didn't tag
and
you.
And Instagram.
Because somebody didn't tag you in a picture, really? That's what it takes,
I mean,
for you
she
girls
didn't tag
to get
you, and she also clearly was disgusted by your presence.
I mean, but she didn't crop you out. Which, I feel like that's all you can ask. If you took a picture with somebody and they post it on the internet, all you can ask is they don't crop your ass out. Really. A tag? Y'all not even friends.
I would have left you in the picture and put, I would have put Jeremy Scott, Moschino, and guests.
Right. Now, if she wanted to be shady, she could have been shady.
And a fan.
Right. Isn't that girl bye?
Girl, get out your motherfucking feelings, girl.
You knew this was your first and last time you said so yourself, so
Boo, pass the
mic. I don't understand that. I really don't understand being so in your feelings because somebody did not hit an at on fucking Instagram for you.
And put whatever your fucking name is in it. Like,
girl, you act like Beyonce snubbed you or some shit. Ugh, this is just so dumb. Some people too sensitive to have such public careers.
The only list that I really, truly hope my name is on is that list to get into heaven, Jesus. That's it. Right? That is it. I just want to get up to those
beautiful days.
That's
all I'm worried about.
And for them to be like, yes, sir, you are right here. We've been waiting for you, girl. Step right on in.
I'm waiting
to hear. The cookies are in the bag.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all I'm aiming for.
I'm expecting them to be like, bitch, now look, you cleaned it up in the end, girl. It was rough times along the way. We weren't sure if you were gonna make it.
We were like, that bitch is touch and go because she just, we can't tell if she's gonna come back right.
In fact, as soon as I saw you at you coming up that escalator, girl, I said, let me just pull up the standby list, girl, because I know.
Let me just make sure.
We're not even sure if you can get in here.
I see you got your token, but let's double check because we know about you, bitch.
So Janet Jackson is apparently pregnant with a human being. Janet Jackson is 49. So I feel like, well, I wanted to say that that's great, you know, because I hate that women are like pressured into this baby phase and talking about, hey girl, you're 30. When's it gonna happen?
It's because it's been.
I just figured out life, sort of.
Right.
Like, I don't.
Just got my shit together like 18 months ago. Why do y'all want me to now add a person?
You've been waiting for me to actually have another life to be responsible for when I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
Right. When I don't even have this one down. So, no.
And now you're telling me I need to hurry up because I only got a couple.
Oh, right. And biology is a cruel bitch.
Isn't that fucked up?
Because you, and men can reproduce till the day they die.
Till the day they are dead,
and
bitch.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's not fair. I mean, I guess at a certain point, your body just cannot handle all the physical toll that a baby takes.
Right. That makes sense.
But damn, like, you really, between having your shit figured out and when you can, like, last have a baby, I might have a decade. Might. That's pushing it.
I can't take care of a dog.
So anyway, congratulations to Janet, though. I mean, a baby is coming regardless, I think, either through a surrogate or if she's pregnant, if this is true. So congratulations
either way. I read
that
she is pregnant. Now, I don't know if that, again, I was going to say that's hope for everyone, but Janet Jackson is wealthy. So I feel like if, you know.
Oh, yeah. And married to a very wealthy person.
This probably involves all of the science that none of us can afford.
Most definitely. Oh, most definitely.
But I don't know for sure. Whatever. Either way, she having a baby. Congrats to her. I can't say congrats to all of you girls who are waiting to see her on tour. But, you know, that's something that you got to take up with your girl.
I mean, she canceled this tour a couple months back like she knew. I wasn't surprised when it came out that she might be pregnant because that would explain it. If she figured it out then.
She said to start a family.
Right.
And so everybody was like, to start a family at what Kmart, bitch? Get
y'all
your ass.
Everybody just assumed she meant a surrogate. Like, even though that doesn't all the way make sense, because why would you have to stop a surrogate?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, so girl, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Best wishes to Janet, really, because carrying a baby at 49, I feel like that's automatically high risk just because of her age. So good luck to her, though, because that's beautiful. What a blessing. Amen. I saw all the Mother's Day pictures from like the first time moms are so cute.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Tyra Banks was real sweet. Her little Instagram picture was
so sweet.
Yeah, everybody, really. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen being adorable. Everybody, congratulations to all the mamas. So glad I'm still not in your number, but amen and God bless to you.
Keep it.
I got a few more years before I'm ready for all that. I just, man.
I'm so blessed because I could just do like Tyler Perry's ass did and be like, 45. At 45, I'll just be like, okay, girl.
Whenever men decide they're ready, it's all good. Just, I'll skeet into whatever receptacle I need to now. Is that all it takes?
We're talking about Tyler
Perry. Okay, cool story. Another 40
myself,
weeks? All
right. That's not going to happen.
Well,
nobody
thought that.
Not manually.
Although I think Tyler Perry impregnated a woman, remember? Well, that
with
was the story.
With his penis inserted into her vagina?
That was the story that they told. Now, whether that actually happened, I don't know. But that is what they said happened.
Sexual intercourse isn't required. Listen. Again, wealth, science, anything's possible. You can pick what your baby look like.
I'm just telling you what came out of
my
the Tyler
Perry
compound.
My baby
could
come out looking like Justin Timberlake if I had enough money.
That's true. And it doesn't, listen, you can basically build your own child from scratch now. The science is available.
I'm just poor, so I got to do the best I can.
I read some article that scientists can actually take two eggs, like from two different women, and create an embryo from that.
I was wondering when they were going to get up to that.
So
level.
Now lesbians, like, I feel like it'll just be a few more years before this goes mainstream and lesbians will be having their own biological children. Which, once we can reproduce without
rich
you.
Rich lesbians.
Once women can reproduce without men, it's curtains for you niggas. I just want you to know. It won't be too much longer before y'all are phased out all together. Because that's the only thing that we've been keeping you niggas around for, baby batter, for the longest. So don't let this get too far.
I mean, at some point, you literally just have to, when you want that situation, just find the best you can. I don't know if being Mary Jane or somebody did this, but you just got to go out there and be like, okay, well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
If you're interested in being around in 9 months, possibly, you know, you can come and hang out at the hospital. You know, we're going to do a whole thing. But
there's going to be a whole event at the hospital.
Yeah, it's going to be like a thing. It's going to be like a cake and balloons probably or whatever. But thanks.
I feel like I'm going to give birth in a kiddie pool, like in my backyard. At home with like a doula.
You will not.
And you think I won't. You think I won't. Yes, the hell I will. In a fucking tank top in a kiddie pool in the backyard. Yes. Breathing deep and just letting the warm water be around me and my baby. Yes, on that natural hippie shit. Yes, I sure will.
Why?
Because it feels like, I feel like that would be the most comfortable and natural way to give birth. Nothing about being on my back
most
in
natural,
a hospital
yes.
hooked up to machines.
Comfortable, I don't feel like that's.
I really feel like giving birth would be more comfortable standing or like in a squatting type of position.
Squatting?
Yes, and everything that I've read up on childbirth seems to back that up in the women I know who have had natural childbirth. Yeah, just because of, you know, what's
so like
happening
you
with your body. I mean, you're pushing a person out. It would only be easier to do it from like an upright or a squat sort of position than from on your back.
So I'm just picturing like when like girls have to pee real bad after the club and somebody just holds open like a car door and they just that's what I'm you
yes.
would just do that
yeah I'm well
but with the baby.
I think with a little it'd be a little bit more complicated. I might need a little bit more support.
I would think so.
But
yeah,
yes, I think essentially that would be the general idea. Yes, but almost certainly not gonna be in a hospital on my back with machines attached to me unless something goes wrong.
Okay, well, that sounds reasonable.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this. Anyway, congrats, Janet.
Either way, there is not a single human that has to break out of my uterus. And I'm really, really sorry that a lot that has happened. You say that it's worth it, and I believe you. So
you should read up, like, month by month, the changes that happen in a baby and what that does to the woman's body as it grows inside of her. Because it's some freaky shit.
I feel like I know enough.
Like, your organs get shifted around, nigga.
I'd imagine.
Like, it's so intense. Jesus.
That's disgusting.
You're growing a whole other person with their own organs inside of them. Like, your shit gets smushed around, nigga. I can't.
So does it just go back when you're done?
And evidently, I guess, the doctor has to, like, massage your shit back.
Oh, okay. Together. So there's, like, a...
Yeah. There's an adjustment period involved with this. Yes. And you have to wear these pads because you bleed for weeks after you give birth.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I remember when my mama had my brother, I was like 14, and she had these giant industrial sized pads. And I was like, girl, what is going on with you? And she was like, it's called childbirth, bitch. Like, this is what happens to your body.
I don't want to know anymore.
Leaky titties, man.
I'm really finished. So,
shout out to all the mothers.
James DeBarge is saying that Janet Jackson actually has a baby that she's had that's like some girl reached out to him and said, you're my dad and Janet Jackson is my mom. And they haven't met. They've only spoken through email and they haven't done a paternity test. So, have at it, James.
Man, I've been hearing that rumor all my life that Janet has some secret daughter.
Shut up!
Whatever, how?
So I just want to read this because I saw it earlier today and I just think that it's hilarious. Apparently, RuPaul does this thing called DragCon, which is literally a drag queen convention in every way, shape, and form.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that there's anything else to say. So big, huge venue, drag queens. Apparently, Kaya was booked to... Which, I mean, in its... I could be done.
Right.
I'm almost considering just moving on because that's...
I know how this ends.
So anyway, she was booked, I guess, to, I don't know if it was to perform or to appear. It says scheduled to appear, so whatever. At some point, she and one of the, I'm pretty sure Tyra won, the winner of like maybe the second or third season of RuPaul's Drag Race, which, by the way, I randomly really love, and I'm so happy that Derek Barry went home. Trash. Anyway, So Tyra Sanchez and Kaya got into this really weird like back and forth on Twitter over what Kaya said about Beyonce, because Tyra, even from the show, was like a huge
I've seen the gifts.
Huge stan. And so, you know, Tyra comes to Beyonce's aid in this whole thing, and they're going back and forth or whatever. And so at some point, Kaya must have said something to Tyra about being a sissy with a dick or some shit like that. Something just ridiculously transphobic and stupid and completely
Kaya-ish.
Not applicable to this. Anyway. So they basically threw her at, like, she got kicked out. Well, she didn't get kicked out of DragCon. She just, like, they canceled her appearance.
Oh, okay. So she hasn't. She was booked, and then she got into this Twitter fight.
And said whatever the fuck she said, and it must have got back to RuPaul and whoever else, and they chopped her ass off of the list.
Now, I mean, that's exactly what I expected.
Funny that you were booked for DragCon. Like, for DragCon. And that's no shade. But, like, of all, like, here you are doing your absolute best. You know what I'm saying? Like, out here to still sustain any type of visibility and attention. And you couldn't even get through that because you had to say something goofy and got in all trouble. And then she posts, like, the flyer on her Instagram and said, damn, now I'm in the principal office and I can't go to DragCon because the sissy and punks are scared for their lives.
The sissies and punks are the ones who make up the whole fucking show, girl. What are you talking
about? It's literally for them.
Why did you even agree to go if you have a problem with people you would call sissies or punks or gay niggas with, you know, identity problems or whatever the fuck he was trying to say? Like, why would you even agree to this then? Do you know what a drag queen is? Or does she just say yes to whatever comes her way because she don't have that much shit coming her way?
What a loser.
Like, girl.
Like, there's not even another.
You gave us my neck, my back, and that's fine, but you're not going to be able to ride it into 2016
I'm
and
never
beyond, sweetheart.
Going to act like I don't. Like, I love plenty of Kai songs because they're just ratchet and stuff like that, and I'm from Florida, yeah. So I know a lot of them just in general. Like, and I can never take that away from her. And I also think that Kaya is funny in a lot of ways. But, girl, she's a loser. Like, there's no other word. I can't think of any other thing. There's zero shade. Like, you just are not good at anything.
No one is even debating that. Like, nobody. I'm surprised Kaya was booked, period, to do anything. Because what has she done of significance since 2001? Or whenever My Neck, My Back came out? Like, nobody gives a fuck, girl. So, but yeah, you lost your check. Okay. And good night. I'm not a fan, so.
And you could have gone to that fucking convention and learned how to contour your face or do something.
Please.
Because everybody in attendance would have looked better than her.
Well, I mean, again, it's absolutely no surprise. No shade, Kaya. I'm over you. And I'm tired of all the girls who first insult is to go straight to something homophobic or transphobic. Like, it's something about girls who put out ratchet-ass hood rat tunes and being super homophobic. I don't understand why this shit goes hand in hand, but I'm just tired of you bitches. It ain't even nothing else to say about Kaya. She's only in the news for talking shit about other people. You never make the headlines for actually, you know, charting or touring. So, like, girl, bye, bye.
You perform at barbecues. Literally.
You would be at conventions, but you get kicked out of those.
But you can't do that. Like, because you just can't.
I feel like you can't even do parking lots. You can't even do swap meets. It's over. Get a job. You ain't gonna be working at a call center in 6
Speaking
months.
Of performances that don't happen, Lauryn Hill was
God bless it.
Lauryn Hill was scheduled to perform in Atlanta over the weekend. As we know, Lauryn Hill rarely does that. Perform, that is.
Right.
So I don't know why she felt like pulling the shenanigans in Atlanta of all places, but she was 2 hours late, more than 2 hours late, mm-hmm. for the concert. And she rolled up to many fans who were ready to also roll up.
That's right.
The fans were like, okay, girl, that's all fine and great, and your head is shaved or whatever, and you're killing me softly, bitch. So you just can't, you don't have no kind of an alarm clock. You don't have anybody who's telling you the time. You don't have anything.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, I heard it was at your sound check at 4 o'clock. You couldn't stay and all of this. And what she said to him was that her driver was late. Or didn't know where he was going or something. She blamed the driver. And then she said, you know, that's not what I do. I got to do blah, 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 blah. And was like really trying to go back and forth with this man as if this is the first time you've ever been late to a concert.
Right.
Girl, like, you're late to all of them.
This is a consistent complaint about you. Like, this is the number one thing people say about you.
Notorious. To the point where, remember when she was scheduled to perform at the Grammys for the weekend or whoever?
Yeah.
And we all sat there like, tuh! Like,
yeah, right.
We'll see, bitch. And what happened? She was nowhere to be found. Why? Oh, because I had this to do and the Uber didn't come and then...
Come on, Uber.
And then they didn't have the water that I like at the hotel and so I had to go to the Whole Foods. And then she did like all of these excuses as to why she couldn't come.
Yeah.
So then she puts out this like... dissertation on Facebook.
Well, it was real bad in Atlanta because by the time she finally got on stage, they shut off the lights and everything at 11 p.m. because they had that noise ordinance, I think, wherever she was performing. So it was like by the time she did finally get on stage, like 15 minutes later, the city was like, well,
that'll be that.
We told you it was over at 11 and that's exactly what the fuck it is. So it wasn't even like she could make up the time by performing late. The show was just over.
Miss Joe Education, bitch. You might as well just get on out.
So they real mad because this is a no refund type situation. Shit. Shit.
And the niggas were pissed too, talking about they want her to give them their money back. And Tali Quilly came out of nowhere talking about, well, the money's not the fan, their contract is with the venue, not with the artist and everything else. Niggas were like, that's your friend. Great.
We get it.
Where's my $25?
Right. Like,
so she's put this whole long explanation on Facebook about how her chakras weren't aligned. And
she really did though. Like those.
I'm not exaggerating. That part's that's real.
Woo! That's what she really said.
The challenge is aligning my energy with the time, taking something that isn't easily classified or contained, and trying to make it available for others. I don't have an on and off switch. You don't repeat. I care so deeply about the artistic process. Our challenge is to figure out the best way to accommodate the vitality, spontaneity, and spirit. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. I don't know. It's just
a bunch of big words.
A whole bunch of, you know.
Really, I just skimmed it after that first paragraph because I was like, she's not coming back from this. So I'm just going to, all right. So
again,
still feelings. Okay.
You do this, and this happens all of the time. So what do you need? Do you need Z-Quil? Do you need some sort of like an app? What do you need in order to get your chakras aligned? Maybe you should meditate after sound check or do some yoga on the way.
Something.
Or something in order to get this, because this is something that happens every single time. And I'm actually surprised that people still go to her shows. No shade. Because I love Lauryn Hill. And I think that her album was amazing. And I don't think that we give her too much for it, because I think that it's a great album. I think that it's timeless. But at the same time, I would still never buy a Lauryn Hill ticket. I would never go to a Lauryn Hill concert because I just don't feel like sitting there and listening to Pandora for 5 hours until she pulls up and does half of X Factor and goes home. Like, right. I'm just not going to disappoint myself like that. So,
and I understand she's probably working for like free or damn near free, because I'm sure she needs to pay back the IRS a significant amount of money.
Yes.
But
that would...
Your chakras not being aligned, sweetie, none of us, we all have jobs that we don't want to go to sometimes. Everybody wakes up. I woke up today and knew I had to go to work, to a job that I love, but just did not fucking feel like getting up. We all have these issues, girl. Everybody has a point in their lives where they have to do what the fuck they have to do and not what they want to do.
Thank
you. You are performing music that has been out for a very long time.
My God, like, girl, you know the lyrics.
You're
we all do.
Like,
you're not
there's
out here.
Nothing. There's no new material here.
There's no new choreography. You're not doing
what are you waiting for to be aligned, girl? Just go out there and do the same fucking songs.
God.
Niggas have been listening to you play for like 15, 16 years, sis. It's fine. It's
you got songs the same age as college students, my nigga. Like, just come out here and give us the doo-wop, doo-wop, wop-wop, and just go home. Like, that's it. Do you know how many times I've sat on stage for the Reed Live or something else and been like, my nigga, I am looking at hundreds of people. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to talk about. Like, I don't have no Reed. I don't have no connection to the Wi-Fi, but I'm here, Jesus.
Right.
And we gonna hope for the best.
Like, because the show must go on. We are professionals. We are being paid to do this. You have to do your job.
She be sitting at the Ramada like, nope, chakra's not, nope. Still waiting on the
and
chakra.
And that's fine, as long as the only person whose money and time you're wasting are yours.
Right.
But when people buy tickets to see you, you need to honor that ticket.
Align your chakras for rehearsal.
Figure your chakras out some other time, bitch, because right now you got to take your ass on stage. That's how this works. Like, you have got to get it together, Lauryn Hill.
Nobody in your camp has been like, okay, girl, so let us, we need to tame these chakras, because it's been 18 back-to-back shows where you've been late because your chakras are all scattered across the fucking, like, we need to figure out how to get your chakras in a straight-up line, up and down, like 6 o'clock, bitch. What do we need to do?
Right. And if this is really the case, then you just need to stop scheduling tours and just start doing pop-up shows in random cities.
Hello?
You need to just decide, wake up a day and be like, you know, I'm in the mood to perform, 4 p.m.
That is
Central Park. Pal.
You know what, bitch? I was just walking out of the Whole Foods in Union Square, and you'll never guess who I saw. Lauryn Hill was just out there singing.
Bitch, and so I just sat outside for 45 minutes because Lauryn Hill was having a show.
She was singing I Used to Love Him.
Just like,
and she played the Mary J. Blige part on like her iPhone. But it was life, and it was free. And we all put
and
a little money.
Yeah, we just had a hat out at front. You know, I put in my little $20. You know, I love New York. You just walk outside of Whole Foods, and Lauryn Hill is doing a concert. You know, that's the type of shit you need to stick to if you cannot guarantee that you could take your ass out on stage at 8:30 p.m. and do the songs you wrote 20 damn years ago.
Whatever your rivers and lakes are, girl, stick to that.
I want the best for Lauryn. I want black women to win. But like, sis, you have got to be grown about this.
So talented. And I hear from a lot of people that when she finally does make it.
It's amazing.
Through her trip through Terabithia or Narnia or Nim or whatever the fuck, when she finally makes it on stage, they say that it's a good show. Although I also heard plenty of people say, well, it ain't what I thought it was going to be because she speeds all the fucking songs up. And
oh, man.
And X Factor got a trap beat to it, and I just don't know what the fuck happened, and I don't want to, like, I'm pissed.
And still she is able to sell tickets. That is amazing.
Just off the strength of being Lauryn Hill and having a great album.
You know, and I would like to say that I saw Lauryn Hill perform live. I really would.
Me
I just
too.
Don't know if I would ever have that opportunity, because I just don't see how I can ever be sure to buy a ticket and, you know, see her.
I would only do it if she was part of, like, if it was like a festival or something and there was a bunch of other acts that I was really excited to see. That way, if Lauryn don't make it or if she's super late, it's like, well, bitch, at the end of the day, god damn it, I heard Ledisi and Jill Scott and Jasmine Sullivan was singing her ass off and Fantasia was great. Like,
but ain't nobody gonna tour.
Something.
Ain't nobody gonna tour with Lauryn.
Not tour. Like, I'm saying, like, an event, like a festival, a weekend thing.
Right. Oh,
like Essence or something.
Right, like
that.
A 1 or 2 day type thing,
yes,
where you could go see a lot of other acts. You
exactly.
know what? And I feel like that's the type of situation that would be best, like, let me just hang out here, and if Lauryn shows up in the next hour, cool. If not, oh well, bitch, I already saw everybody else.
Right.
So,
that way I'm not let down and I'm not
that's
waiting
the only
on
way
one
you're
person.
Not, because Essence is not giving you no refund, and neither are these people who booked Lauryn Hill, because it is not their fault the show did not go on. The city shut it down at 11 o'clock. Oh, well, the bitch was supposed to be out by 10:30 at the latest, so.
At least let me hear Kiki Wyatt get to yelling, bitch. Like, I just need something else.
God bless Lauryn Hill, though.
Okay, so apparently Sinead O'Connor came out of nowhere, right? Back to the Future, the DeLorean. I don't know how she made it to 2016 with the rest of us, but she showed up after Prince died inform us that she really has a trouble with singers' addictions to drugs. and drugs claiming singers' lives, and that the authorities should know that Arsenio Hall used to be Eddie Murphy and Prince's drug dealer in the 90s, and that he once spiked a drink or something at Prince's house.
What?
Spiked her drink at Prince's house. Arsenio Hall came forward with his people came forward and said, not only is Sinead O'Connor lying to you, but we are looking for $5 million from that bitch for said lies because she is nutty. Now,
bitch, what you won't do.
She then came forward again. She goes on Facebook and says, I'm more amused than I ever dreamed a person could be and look forward very much to how hilarious it will be watching him trying to prove me wrong. I'm also very happy to notice that the DEA have taken me seriously enough to be thoroughly questioning all of Prince's friends and aides from the last 30 years. As to his known history of hard drug use and where he obtained his drugs, I do not like drugs killing musicians, and I do not like Arsenio Hall. He can suck my dick. That is, if he isn't too busy sucking someone else's dick. Smiley face.
Are you serious? What? She for real did all that?
She actually posted this.
Girl, for what? Well, for what?
First of all, this is the same woman who back in like 1991 or something said that Prince invited her to his house only to like threaten to kick her ass and tell her that he hated the cover that she did of
Nothing Compares to You.
Of Nothing Compares to You, and that like sent his limo away and made her walk home. like some ridiculous story. Right. And Prince came out and was like, I have no idea what she's talking about. Like, I'm really confused. I think it's funny. I don't know what she's talking about. So I think that it's very interesting that you're coming forward. First of all, it's messy for you to come forward and say that, oh, well, back, you know, before Coming to America came out, Prince used to buy drugs. Like, what?
Right. And then throwing Arsenio Hall's name into it. Like, wait a minute, bitch. I know Arsenio was like, hold the fuck up.
I'm just sitting here minding my business, thanking God for a residual income.
Right.
And here comes this bitch out of nowhere talking about I'm a drug dealer and killed Prince. And now look.
Oh, Lord.
The only thing that makes me really interested about her little story is the fact that she's so willing to have the DEA and all these people be involved.
Right.
With what she's claiming to be true, because she came forward after this suit and was like, okay, girl, well, I'll see you in court, and by the way, I love that the feds are on your ass. Like,
right.
So that's questionable, but it also doesn't have anything to do with Prince being dead right now.
Right. It doesn't, even if it is true, like, I don't understand why you decided that now was the time for you to do all this. Like, I understand we just lost Prince, but you're not. Why is it that when black celebrities die, this is what people do? Why is that?
Right.
Why is it that David Bowie, who had a lifelong history of drugs and all kinds of promiscuous sex, can die and be celebrated and left to rest in peace, and Prince dies, and y'all cannot even let him get cold before shit like this? Like,
literally, like, the day of, they're like, well,
oh my God.
You know, this, that, and the third. It's just like, girl, if you don't shut your ball ass up and go back to wherever the fuck you came from.
Nobody
like,
was asking for you, sweetheart. Nobody asked for you to be here.
If you really had your drink spiked or you were drugged or something like that by Arsenio Hall, then you could say that simply about Arsenio Hall.
Right.
You just need some attention. You want people to talk about you and then talk about, oh, she posted the song Nothing Compares to You or whatever, mm-hmm. and was like, Prince, this goes out to you. You mean the same song that you claimed he hated, girl? What are you talking about?
What you mean it goes out to him? It is him. The fuck, you can't dedicate nothing, a song that you took from this nigga, like you remade it, talking about this goes out to you. It is his, girl.
Shut your ass
up. It goes out to you, bitch. You welcome. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, are you nuts?
Man, fuck out of here.
Girl, go back to wherever the fuck you came from with all this bullshit that nobody asked your bald 90s ass for. Go back to being Vivian Banks's yoga instructor or gymnast or whatever the fuck it was that you were doing in the Banks household, because that's the most that I know about you, girl, because I'm 28 and that's all that matters.
It's like she's been waiting 25 years to say something about Arsenio Hall and decided Prince's death was the perfect time to drag him.
She's like, oh, wait, I met Prince once, and what was that
Prince
guy's name? What was that guy's name that was at the house that time that I went over there and nobody paid attention to me?
It starts with an A. It starts with an A. Oh my God. Our woof, 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 woof. It was that guy. What was his name? Oh my God.
This Arsenio is our whole thought process.
Arsenio Hall. Okay.
Okay, right. I got it.
Let me get to typing. Bitch, go away. Shut up. Ugh,
trash.
Okay, and last but not least, apparently Blac Chyna is having a baby.
Oh, girl.
And congratulations to her. I hope that she has a very stable and safe pregnancy. Your petty is like none other, and I think that that should always be applauded. It's way less fun now since you decided you want to go be friends with everybody, but, yeah. You know, why not? Have at it. And really, that's all I got. I wish you and baby Singapore all the best, you little Thailand.
Good luck getting niggas to call you Angela, because I just don't see it happening. Although I do applaud you on changing your last name to Kardashian, like a good bird.
Why wouldn't you?
But yeah, I lost all of my joy in this when she decided to start taking selfies with Kylie, and all of a sudden she and Kim are like sending kissy faces to each other and all this shit. Like, okay, no, this was way more fun when you hated them bitches. Right. It was way more fun when you hated them bitches and you were rubbing the fact that you were fucking their brother in their face.
I don't even believe that anybody involved here actually likes one another. I think that everybody is just like, you know what's gonna make for great ratings? This bullshit. And they're figuring it out as they go along. I really don't care. I'm not interested. I stopped being interested. Blac Chyna was actually like the one branch of this entire household or family that really had me even a tiny bit interested.
Yeah. Because
I was like, the way that she approached this petty is just flawless. Like, it's really, it's super commendable. It's like nothing else I've ever seen in my life. To go from dancing at King of Diamonds up in fucking North Miami to this.
Applaud her. But that is amazing.
I can't get down with the rest of it. I've stopped being interested when everybody became friends. But good for you.
Me too. That's sad. I lost all interest when y'all decided to be friends. I really did.
It's not as much fun.
I'm so sorry that.
But how can you be upset?
Right. I mean, and I don't even think y'all truly get along. Like, I don't even know what to believe out of any of you. Like,
I mean, the whole point of the
all of you are fake.
It's all about drama.
It's all right.
So why can't I want to see the drama?
Everything is manufactured, right? I don't have to believe that anything y'all do is real. So show me the bullshit. Show me the cattiness. Show me the fighting. Like, I feel like this is not gonna be interesting again unless Kylie gets pregnant or unless they all fall out. Like, that's it.
I literally stopped being.
But if Kylie gets pregnant, then it's like, how are those children even related? What are they to one another?
I can't. Because it's already like your nephew. And your baby about to be siblings.
Right. This is already too much. Just too much. And you know, Tiger probably has them type of sperm that'll get you pregnant because he looks like he ain't shit at all.
Like one of them niggas that are just fertile as hell. Like, oh, yeah. All you could do is make a baby.
Fertile as hell because all they're good at is fucking and playing video games.
You know, God probably just created some niggas to be like, okay, well, you ain't going to be doing shit, but we need to just keep the race going until I'm tired.
What? So I feel like that's the type of sperm Tiger has. Yeah. So. Young Kylie better watch out. Otherwise, oh well.
People
are not going to get me to watch
this
show.
Care. I'm not even saying anybody's name that starts with a K. I'm not doing it. I wish everybody all of the absolute best.
Good luck to her fetus.
You know, truly. I hope that you have a healthy baby. I hope that everybody gets along. Yes. I hope that the babies have everything that they need in life. You can't make me. It's so boring at this point. Like, one of y'all is literally going to have to sprout wings that look like they came straight from hell and get to flying over Calabasas spewing fire from your lungs. Otherwise, I don't care. Right. I don't want to hear about it anymore. That's
okay.
It.
Well, rest in peace to y'all.
For a sick, sad world, let's move on.
Hey, y'all, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Audible. Do you love books but find that you never have the time to actually sit your ass down and read them? Me too. The good folks at Audible.com have the perfect solution for the both of us. Get audiobooks and listen to them on the go. You can listen at the gym, during your commute. It's great on the train, especially when them hoes get delayed. You can listen while you waiting on that fuckboy to text you back. Spoiler alert, you already know that he won't, girl. Stop that. Audible provides over 250,000 titles from the leading publishers. publishers, broadcast entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers. The app is free and it works on iPhone, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. Unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you actually own your books. That means they belong to you and you can access them anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone or your Kindle. Listen, you could wait all day for that fool to text you back, or you could go ahead and get started on a good book from Audible. They have the great listen guarantee, so if you decide you don't like the book you chose, no worries. Exchange it for another title anytime, no questions asked. Just for our listeners, Audible is offering a free 30-day trial membership, so go to audiblepodcast.com/read today to start your free trial and show your support for The Read. That's audiblepodcast.com/read. Go ahead and get started. Find your favorite new book and let's move on.
Hey, folks online, listen, this episode is being brought to you by Squarespace. It's an amazing place where you can go if you need a basic website, if you need a gallery, a professional blog, an online store, whatever it is that you need to be doing or have representing you and your brand online. You can go to Squarespace to help them help you build it and make it look professionally done with as little work on your brain as possible.
That's right. They make it very simple for people with absolutely no web design experience like me to create a website or a blog. So take your boutique from Instagram only to complete internet sensation. With Squarespace today, they've got award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin. And they even raise the bar when it comes to help. Yes, I have hit up Squarespace at like 4 o'clock in the morning and had somebody respond. They have 24/7 customer support, and every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user. That means they can answer your questions no matter how technical or trivial you might think it is. So start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your next purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ. Squarespace, set your website apart, and now let's keep going.
Okay, well, we're back, and it's time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may read it aloud on the show. Siri, nobody was asking for you, sweetheart.
Not anyone.
All right, our first question, short and sweet, comes from Chad, who says, I know Kid Fury loves video games and Alice in Wonderland. I'm wondering if he's ever played Alice Return to Madness, and if so, what he thought of it.
I feel like somebody asked this.
Oh, did they? Or, I mean, I feel like somebody asks about you in video games all the time, and maybe I get them... Really? This one?
Is this a recent email?
Yeah, this came just like last week or so. Okay. Yeah. So maybe, have we already answered this?
I don't know if I have, but it's possible that somebody has asked me this question before.
Maybe
but
somebody
really
asked
know.
You in real life.
Or on Twitter or something. But either way, no, I have not played that game before because it is not something that I think that I want to experience. It is a game that is like a take on Alice in Wonderland, but...
Okay.
Alice is like a homicidal maniac.
Oh, no, thank you. It's like, but you love violent shit.
Not as Alice in Wonderland. Like, that's just ridiculous. It's like saying, you know, oh, I really love The Color Purple, but this video game is about The Color Purple where everybody is like Republican. Or it's just.
Okay, no, thank
just
you.
Just completely different than. No, I have not played it. I almost bought it the other day when I was at PAX, but I was like, I just don't see myself running around with a butcher knife stabbing people as Alice. Like, that just seems really extra for nothing.
Okay, so you get to be Alice. You're not, like, planning. Alice is not the villain. You are Alice.
No, you're playing as Alice, but she's, like, crazy or something, and it's just monstrous and dark and weird and bloody for nothing, and I don't really want to play it.
All right, so let's just move on. First question comes from Anonymous, so let's call her... Leona. I feel like I have I used that name before?
I don't think so, but okay. Even if you have, so.
Leona writes, I'm a successful 25-year-old college graduate with a good career in my own house. I've been dating a 35-year-old man who has a teenage son for over 2 years. I've met his son and spent time with him on various occasions, but he has still not told his son that I'm his girlfriend. In regard to his family...
I'm sorry.
You ain't shit. I've only met one cousin who lives a couple states away. When it comes to his family, I am not included or invited anywhere, and I don't feel like I'm an important part of his life.
Aww.
I'm really trying to be included, but he just won't budge. He has his son 5 days out of the week while his baby mama is out partying or going on vacation and has no money for us to go anywhere because he pays her every week for child support and refuses to speak up to her about it.
Well, at least he does that.
To add insult to injury, he is still legally married to his son's mother and claims they are too broke to file for divorce. He doesn't want any more kids and doesn't want to get remarried. It's a little disheartening, but I'm willing to put that aside. if he includes me in his life more. When I speak to him about how I feel, he says he'll fix it, but never does. Despite those problems, he's a nice guy, loyal, a great father, and does his best to make sure I'm happy. Should I stay or move on? Signed, a sad wannabe stepmama.
Want to be a stepmama. Woof. My God.
Leona.
Well,
I mean, I know at the very end you tried to list his good qualities, but I don't see anything that would make me say, wow, I can't wait to spend forever chasing this man.
Like, I agree with that.
I don't even, I mean, he straight up laid out for you, look, I'm still legally married, no plans on moving forward with that, not going to tell my son who you are to me, not going to introduce you to my family and friends. He's 35 years old, sis. Like, he knows what he's doing. If he wanted to have you around and include you in his everyday life, he would be doing that. He's not doing it on purpose to let you know that that's not how he sees you. He's already told you he doesn't want to get remarried or have any more kids. If you wanted to get married and have kids, he's telling you, I'm not going to be able to provide those two things for you. So how do you see yourself being happy in this situation? You really willing to put aside the things you want to chase behind this man who is basically like barely paying you any attention?
Like, I don't understand how that continuously happens to a lot of people. Like,
he's a nice guy. What does that mean? He doesn't hit you? What does that mean?
Right.
What's so great about him? He doesn't act like he wants to be with you.
She was probably like, oh my gosh, he takes care of his baby.
Right, but he not yours because so nice. He's not going to give you one.
Or pay you no kind of mind, girl. Right. And he's probably lying to you about 99 things.
Right, and he's talking about doesn't want to get remarried. He's not even divorced. So remarried ain't even on the table yet. Like,
I'm just confused as to why you're confused.
Right. I feel like this is a situation. There are a lot of people who have written in similar letters. And I feel like this is a situation where you think that the situation is one way, but the man is telling you in every way except the direct way that it isn't. And I wish more men would just step up and be like, look, girl, the sad fact of the matter is that you are always going to be running around trying to get more out of me than what I'm willing to give you. Like, I guess they just have to be that plain with it, because he's showing you through his actions that he does not give a shit at all. Like, girl, not even a little bit. And not willing to compromise for your sake. Like, not willing to do something or take your feelings into consideration. He's just like, nah, this is how I feel and that's the end of it.
I mean, so that's the end. You're done. Like, I don't... It seems pretty easy.
I mean, I guess her issue is that he's not, I mean, I'm sure he's happy with the situation because why wouldn't he? He still gets a wife and you.
Exactly. So he's pretty much set.
And he says he'll fix it, but he never does. Girl, what? Again, what is so, he's a nice guy. He's loyal. Okay. So I'm going to assume that means he doesn't beat me or cheat on me as far as I know. He's a great father. Again, not relevant to your life, but I guess that's a good quality.
Yes.
And he does his best to make sure I'm happy. Does he?
It doesn't sound like you're too happy with him.
You've met one cousin once, and the son doesn't even know that you're the girlfriend. So does he really? I don't see how he's making any effort.
Satisfied.
Right. I feel like you feel like this guy is good enough, so you just gonna hold on because getting back out there is rough, which I can understand because dating is a lot.
It's like when you're in a situation that you're really comfortable with somebody that you really like, it's like you place yourself in this capsule, like this safety bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start to think, like, if this is over, like, well, I'm just going to be out here in the wild and, like, the wolves are going to get me. Girl, go be single and date.
Yeah.
Just be single and work.
Right. But you are stressed out about a man who could not give any less of a fuck about the way you feel.
Think about it like this. While you wasting time with this nigga who clearly don't want to represent you or have you represent him, I should say, in any kind of way.
Woo!
While you're sitting there.
He's like not claiming you.
At all. Like in any shape at all.
Damn.
Nothing. No, his kid that you think is so great that he takes care of don't even know what you're doing here. So it's like... While you're wasting your time in a situation like that has no evidence of getting better or changing in any way, you could have 20 niggas passing you up that will be better for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Or that will at least like you back.
That will at least like you back and call you their girlfriend to people's face.
Right. Introduce you to family. I mean, this has been 2 years. 2 years. What are you waiting on?
That nigga lying.
Sweetheart.
About several of the things.
Girl,
that
good luck.
You can definitely know.
All right. So our next question comes from Chandra. It's a little different from what we normally get. And it says...
Please don't be depressing. We did 18 of those last week.
I don't think anybody's going to cry this time. Although, shout out to all of you who emailed us about that Fran-ass moment we had, because apparently it resonated with quite a few. So
Lauryn Hill should talk to Fran.
Yes, I bet Fran can help her fix her chakras.
If anybody can align those chakras,
vibes,
bitch,
and shit, yes.
You need to get you some Hey Fran Hey. Just get on YouTube.
Somebody, as soon as you walk in Fran's house, it's all comforting and calm. It's like she has like clouds everywhere and it's all white and
what's
sweet.
Her Twitter? I'm
it's
about
like
to tweet
a
her.
Spy in there.
I'm going to tweet Lauryn Hill.
I love
some
Fran.
I'm going to tweet her some Fran videos.
I think it's Miss Lauryn Hill, which is hilarious that she signed her letter MLH like Miss Lauryn Hill's actual name. Like, sweetie, it's not, you could have just. But anyway, Chandra writes, my cousin and her husband have had fertility issues for quite some time, and the doctors explained to her that she didn't have any viable eggs and would never be able to have biological children. In order to conceive, she had to use donor eggs and her husband's sperm implanted through in vitro. I'm really close to my cousin, so me, along with my aunt and another cousin, were all asked to help go through the profiles of potential egg donors. After looking through a few, I began to notice that none of the donor eggs were from black women.
Oh, I knew she was going to say that.
So I asked my cousin, why aren't you choosing donor eggs from black women? And she said the profiles aren't just based on race, but on the person as a whole. I told her that I can't imagine the struggle she would have endured and why would she wouldn't want a child more closely linked to her and what the child would represent. And her mother asked her the same question. She said there were black donors in consideration and I'll take what you said to heart. I was so disturbed, but I ultimately told her it's your decision. And fast forward, she gives birth to a part Korean, part white, part black baby.
I was going to ask how that was going to work, so I'm glad you answered it.
Because her husband is black, but the donor she chose is half Korean and half white. So the child is half black and then the rest is, you know. So
go ahead.
No one else in the family really knows the background to the situation. So half of the family is questioning who the real father is and the other half can't get over how pretty the baby is. I visited her and the child in the hospital, but I honestly haven't spoken to her after I saw the baby and realized what she did. The child is now almost one and my mother wants me to talk to her because we did grow up more like sisters, but I just can't. Everything that is in me is against what she's done, so much so that I really want to blast her to the rest of the family. Should I let it go and just be there for my cousin, or should I remain how I am, away from the bullshit? Thanks for your advice. P.S. I do send baby clothes through my mom. Sincerely, Chandra.
I love how you felt like you needed to text her.
Chandra's like, don't think I'm hateful.
Like, I don't hate her all the way, girl.
I do be
pissed.
Sending the Oshkosh. I'm not mad at the baby. Well...
Like, I was gonna say, I don't know nothing about that whole, oh, it's a profile of the person in general, because to me it sounded like she just wanted a mixed baby, like. Right. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I'm like, I feel 95% sure that she just wanted her baby to be mixed and have like some soft ass hair and whatever. Man. Like, look like Mila J or Jhené Aiko. I promise you that's what she wanted. But it's her baby. I just don't feel like it's necessary to blast her to the family about it, but I would probably sit down with her at some point and just be like, girl, this is weird. What is this weird business that you felt like you needed to do? Right. Like, if you feel that strongly about it. But yes, it's absolutely sounds like they wanted to have, you know,
I agree, because it seemed, at first I didn't think so, and I'm like, damn, why are you hating so hard just because she didn't choose a black donor? But the fact that she didn't tell the rest of the family that she picked a Korean and white donor, and she just gave birth to this biracial child, and she's letting people wonder, you know, does the child have a different daddy or whatever the fuck else? Like, it seems to me
but they knew she did
she did the in vitro, right? But it seems like if you didn't have an issue. If it was really based off donor profile, then you would have told people, like, you wouldn't have been, it wouldn't be like a secret. It wouldn't be like something you're trying to keep from people.
Right.
Like, why is it even a mystery as to why this child looks like this? How come you're not just telling people, yeah, this donor has, you know, 6 PhDs, so I picked her ass? Like, you probably did just want a mixed baby and decided this was going to be the way to have it. Because
mama went for Korean and white.
Korean and white. She said, let me make sure my baby, I already know the thought process that went through her head. She was like, I'm going to give me a little Korean in there just so my baby shit, you know, like, it's going to be curly, but then also with like that little silky curl to it and not that kinky curl.
I know Lil' Kim wished that she was born like that.
Man, and that is just, when people do stuff like that, I mean, obviously it's her child, her money, and you can do what you want to do, but I see why you feel like,
away.
Right. I see why you feel a way about it. And if y'all are that close, then I feel like, you know, the thing about it is you can talk to her, but that is her child. So you have to be very fucking careful.
I agree.
About how you address that. I agree. Even though it may seem weird that she chose this donor, that doesn't mean she loves this baby any less. And that's still her husband's biological child, too. So I'm sure they are just, you know, trying to coexist. Like,
I don't even know how I would address my cousin over something like that. Like, because I feel like I would feel a way and want to say something too, but I just wouldn't know how. Because the number one priority at that point would just be for you to raise this baby and be good parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the baby here, the baby mix, there ain't shit you can change about that. You can't put her back and make her full black. Like, it's right. not gonna happen. So I don't even know what I would say, because I feel like, I mean, if she wants, her response could basically be, girl, and so what you want me to do? Like, right. She could just say,
she's like, okay, girl, and you feel this way. All right, fine. However, my baby's 1 year old, so
she still needs to be fed. Right. Like, I mean, at 3 o'clock felt this,
and she could easily, and I do it, she could easily say, you felt this way when I was going through donor profiles, and I told you then. Like, my response then should have let you know that I was going to be picking somebody who wasn't black. Like, you should have been able to tell that now. So, you done stayed mad all
this
time.
But she tried to dance around and talk about, well, it's not just about the way that you look or your DNA or whatever. It's also about, you know, the type of person you are. And, like, if you went to an HBCU or whatever. Like, she tried to do all this extra stuff. And it's right. like, girl, you wanted a baby that was mixed.
Yeah.
You wanted a baby that was mixed. That girl, this lady could work at Hooters. That bitch could be, you know what I'm saying, a stunt double.
And I have seen so many black girls act like that, and it breaks my heart. Like,
it makes me really sad, too.
I have gone to school with girls who gave birth to daughters, and they be on Facebook talking about, oh, my baby's hair is this such and such texture. Oh, my daughter's eyes are so light and pretty. And all them, I'm like, oh, my God, are you hoes really focused on this bullshit? Like, really?
If you had a baby with light eyes and soft little hair or whatever like that, just because you fell in love with somebody who, and that's the baby that you made, that's one thing. If you're going out of your way to have a light skin,
to engineer this
hair,
baby, right?
That is just very odd to me, yeah. And it says a lot about a lot of things,
right? So knowing me, I would and thinking about my cousin, I would probably be like, so listen, you know, I love you, like, down, no matter what, yes. regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It just occurred to me, like, it felt a little bit like you had an issue with having a black child, like, with two black parents. It felt to me like there was something going on there that I would like to talk to you about, if you are open to talking about it, because it rubbed me the wrong way. Now, whether she wants to have the conversation with you or
not, my baby's already here, right? And at the
and
same
I could just
time,
see, right,
like,
right,
you aren't up with me at 4 o'clock in the morning to feed this goddamn
right,
baby, like,
right? That's what I really
you weren't
have,
there.
Right? I,
so, it's I just, see what both do you
sides
do?
Of this. I see both sides of this. I mean, but really, sis, Chandra, you're going to have, ultimately, regardless, you're going to have to move on because the baby is here. So
the baby is here.
Whether you still have a relationship with your cousin, I guess, you know, it's up to you whether you can stand it. But
I don't think that's even something that I would, like, write my cousin off for, or, like,
yeah,
not talk
no.
to him about. But it's definitely something that would irk me, and I would be trying to figure out the way to speak to
and
him.
And I would
it.
Feel awkward every time I was around her, which would lead to me trying not to be around her
exactly.
that much.
Exactly.
And then y'all end up not being close.
And then you never see the baby. And then you blah,
if
blah,
it's
going
to eat you up, just say something and get it over with. But you like, can't be surprised if she's like, well, girl, kiss my ass. Because
and feel, look, when I feel like I'm being completely irrational or something's not my place, but I still have to say something, I will say that.
Yeah.
Make it known. I'll be like, look, this is probably not my place. You can take this however you want to take it. I just felt the need to say something to you as my cousin because I don't want it to strain our relationship. So it is what it is. I know the baby's here and I'm happy for you, whatever, but that's just a concern of mine. And if she still says, girl, oh, well, like, go change a diaper, then that's just like, then you know where you stand.
Right. I mean, there's just so much work involved with a baby, especially in that first year. And I don't care how light her eyes are or light her skin is or how
her
curly
mom
her
probably
hair
don't
is.
At this point. Her mom was like, I don't give a fuck if this baby was
let me tell you something.
Indigo,
she shits
girl.
And spits up just like any other one. So
you could actually come get her. Like, that's what you could do.
Come get her little mixed ass. Good luck, though, to you. Should we do one more? I feel like we've been in the studio for any time.
We can do another one if you want to, because I feel like my read is really short.
Okay. Well, then let's just do one from, oh, he says, give me a fake name. Can you think of a fake name for a man real quick?
Beatrice.
Okay. So Beatrice says, I'm 21 years old, attending school full-time and working part-time while living with my mother. I help my mom with the bills and chores around the house as I should, but lately she has had enough. She constantly hints at the fact that she wants me out. I don't think it's out of spite, but just that she's getting older and wants her own space.
Absolutely.
As a result, I try to stay out of her way and keep myself busy, but she still brings it up when I'm home. I would love to be out of her house, but I don't have the money to do so without help, and I don't have any friends here to room with because they're away at school. I'm hesitant to move in with a complete stranger, but I do have a boyfriend who is super eager to move in with me. He talks about it all the time, and although I do think we'd live together just fine, I feel like it's too soon in our relationship because we've only been together for 11 months. I'm conflicted, and I really feel the need to be out of my mom's hair, but I don't want her pressures to strain my relationship. What should I do? Thanks in advance. Signed, Beatrice. So, well, Beatrice, first we're going to wait for Kid Fury to put his phone on mute.
Oh, bitch, you could have absolutely let that go. Like, you could have just let that go. Like, you had no reason. And you saw me put it on mute, and you said it anyway. You're such a bitch. Anyway, Beatrice.
Woo, so anyway, Beatrice, now that everybody's phone is on silent, I think what you ought to do is go to your mom and say, so listen, how bad do you want to have this house to yourself? Like, that would be my first option, because you and your boyfriend have been together for 11 months. That's not short or long, really, to me. Like, 11 months is almost a year, which is substantial.
Yes.
In most relationships, move in together might be doing too much.
Men?
Yes, that's why I asked for a man's name, but you know,
saying
you just
he, and I was like,
yes.
Okay.
So this might be right, and I don't know if
so 11 months in a he relationship
might be nigga, almost marriage.
That's like a decade.
So when I saw that, I thought, okay, 11 months, you know, you might move in, might not, but I would let it rest on my mama.
I would never move in 11 months.
You wouldn't?
At 11, that's not even a year. I barely know you, bitch. I don't want to be living. We got to see each other every, listen, no. Like, no. When you live with someone,
yeah,
and it sounds so, like, cliche, but you really know a person when you live with them every single day. And it is not like when you both have a place but you spend a lot of time together. It isn't. When somebody is in your fucking house or vice versa or whatever, every single day, you gotta see that bitch every single day. You better know you love that hoe. Like, that's all I'm saying. You better know that you are in love and that you are extremely tolerant and that you have been together long enough to know enough of one another's little quirks and things and all of this stuff before you decided to make that loop. Like, I'm talking about, like, honestly, like, we would have to be in a consistent relationship for, like,
really?
I want to see, like, at least 2.5. At least 2.5.
For you to move in?
For me to move in and live with you?
I mean, I don't know. I think I used to feel much more strongly about living together than I do now. And I only think that's because now I'm at the point where if you make it past the very rigorous screening process that I have set up.
That's true, too.
If we make it 11 months after that, we might be ready to move in together, because I'm very difficult to be with. So if you manage to make it 11 months with me at this point in my life, we might be at that stage.
I don't want to rush anything in.
But you're 21 years old, which leads me to believe your relationship is probably going to fall apart within 4 months if y'all move in together. But again, talk to your mama. Is it like...
Definitely don't do this right now.
Because if she knows that you don't have the money to move out without help, and the only person that you can really see yourself living with is your boyfriend, she probably doesn't want you to do that either. So maybe she can hang on just a little bit longer. I know my mama is tired of kids. She still has my little brother at home while he's in school. And I know she's so ready for his ass to go off to four-year university
too.
And get the fuck out of her face.
Every time I go home, my daddy be looking at my other brother. It's like, so, you see, this is the thing. You figured out so that you can get out.
Every time I talk to my mama, your brother is on the computer. It's where he lives.
The same
on the computer
thing.
Eating chips and watching TV at the same time. How is this nigga? This nigga's on the computer making beats and on Facebook and playing video games and watching cartoons.
Literally my brother. Literally the same thing.
Just the other day she was like, so can your brother come stay with you for the summer? I said, girl, you tried the summer? Sweetie, I'll give you a week. at the absolute most.
The answer is no.
That is your child. I'm so sorry.
Not at all. I chose to leave. I figured it out and got out, honey.
Right. So I'm sure your mom at 21, she probably is like, Lord, I have put in my time. I have done it, Jesus.
Like 21 ain't even that bad.
Hopefully you're almost done with school. And so maybe, like, because my mama, I know, would be fine with my brother staying home till he has his bachelor's, as long as he's still in school. So your mama might be the same, just willing to tough it out until you get that degree. But the day you graduate... have plans to get out your mama's house. Because she's done her work.
Starting now.
On this day. Is that it?
On this land.
On this land.
Something like that.
That's so close.
Yes, I just wouldn't at all move in. If you move in with that nigga, you gonna be moving out at least a month later, a month and a half. Like, I legit give you 6 weeks before you're like, okay, I'm done.
Have you ever lived with a partner before?
I've come close enough, and I came close enough to know that I will never be doing that again until I am absolutely, like, we are. Because the other thing about it is I'm very much about my personal space, and I work from home a lot.
Man.
It's not like I have a 9-to-5 where I'm not in the house for half the day or whatever, so I ain't even got to see you for all of these hours. Like, I'm at the house, my nigga. So I need all of my chakras to be aligned when I'm at home. My mama said, if you ain't got peace in your house, you're not going to have peace in your life.
That's right.
Like, that's the one place that you should be able to have it.
Yes.
And so I don't want to have to see your motherfucking ass every day until I know that you will not get on my nerves after a couple of weeks.
But the thing is, everybody does eventually get on my nerves. I just don't like being around somebody else for a very long time. Like, I think maybe 12 hours is the most uninterrupted time I can spend with one other person before I'm like, you have to go away. I can't. Like, just even just for a couple of hours. But I can't just spend all day, every day looking at another person.
You're going to get on my nerves regardless, just being rude. Because I know me. And I know that there are plenty of times where I'm just like, oh, God, I just wish everybody, like, just, I wish I was alone. Just get out. Go find something to do. Like,
yes.
I know that's me. So I need to be with somebody who I know that even when you get on my nerves, I won't want to, like, throw you out on the street.
Or somebody who gets it. Because I would go visit my ex, and after, like, 6 hours, she would be like, so you need, do I need to go for, like, 45 minutes? I'm like, you know what? It would not be a bad idea if you could just
take a walk.
Take a walk. A long shower. Really just, you know, you in a different space from me would be great right now.
I'm a lot. Because I'm going to hear your heart beating, or you going to tap your
breathing,
feet or something. And I'm just going
to
be like,
you motioning towards me, you trying to touch me. And I just, can you not?
Just go away.
But anyway, good luck to you, Beatrice. Let us know how it goes. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And let's take a break.
Hey guys, this new episode is being brought to you by our latest sponsor, Shudder. Shudder is a new kind of streaming video service devoted to the best horror movies available from around the world, brought to you by AMC. This is probably something for horror buffs. Like, if you are a really big fan of horror movies, classic horror movies, campy horror movies, and so on, then I definitely suggest you check this out. I did see things like Children of the Corn. I saw Flowers in the Attic, which wasn't scary to me, but it was really messed up in, like, fifth grade. Hellraiser. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So if you like scary stuff, or if, you know, that's your favorite kind of and chill moment, then I definitely suggest you go to Shudder.com and use the code READ to get your first month free. You can watch this stuff on iOS, Android, Apple TV, Roku, Chromecast. They've got these things sorted by monster and subgenre. There's just a lot to go through. So go and check it out. Have a good time. Let us know what you think. And let's move on. Okay, so we're back. And it's time for the read.
Yes, it is. Do you have a read this week?
Barely. So I just want to say there are a couple of things, just two things, that I think a lot of you are too old for at this point.
Okay.
I think that I've kind of discussed one of these on a show once as a read, but this is just going to be a new version of it, I guess, whatever. And that just is, worry about yourself. Worry about you, and I mean that in every possible way. Concern yourself with you and what you're doing and what you've got going on in your life, please stop trying to bait people into giving you attention. Please stop looking to social media to give your ass hugs. You know what I'm saying? If you can't tell at this point, pretty much everybody on there lives for mess anyway. So not many people are going to just be looking to randomly uplift you and make you feel great about yourself. You got to do this shit on your own, honey. So I just feel like a whole lot of you should stop looking towards these numbers, is however many thousand followers or whatever. I've never, ever in my life given a shit about that. Like, never, except for when it came to like YouTube and things that I made money from.
Once you have to start putting the numbers together for people, then you look at them, but it can't be something you obsess over.
I just don't care that much. You know what I'm saying? So it really blows my mind some of the lengths that a lot of y'all still go to get people to like retweet you or talk about you or favorite your tweet or make it into a meme or whatever. Like, I just don't know what it is. I don't know if you need hugs. I don't know if you, you know, didn't have like a mother or father figure in your life to say that you're awesome. I don't know if you like always got, you know, a green ribbon instead of a blue one. I really don't know what it is that you've got going on, but I just want for you to worry about yourself, worry about what you've got going on, figure out what it is that you are good at, figure out what it is that you are bad at. Take constructive criticism, give yourself constructive criticism, go for walks, go for bike rides, read books, take a vacation if you can afford to, do whatever you can to just be at peace with your life and get to know yourself so that you can get to a place in your life where you are not concerned with other people, where your confidence is completely independent of another person's opinion, meaning that nobody can say or do anything that is going to change you or who you are or how you behave on the internet or otherwise. I just think that it is way too, like, many of y'all are just too old at this point to be fishing around the world of the internet for validation. Like, we're at a fucking high school like cafeteria or something. Please stop. Love on yourself and just be comfortable with who you are, with your flaws and all, bitch.
That's right.
Just work on getting to know you. Don't concern yourself with anybody in the fuck else. Be honest, be respectful, do your goddamn best, and that's it. And I just feel like once a lot more of us get to a place where we are comfortable in what we are, who we are, and where we're going, that we will cease the fuckery that is trying to get people to clap their hands for us because we just need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Bitch, if you're not a model, you don't need to be. Bitch, if you ain't a comedian, you don't need to be. Bitch, if you ain't a photographer, you don't need to be. Bitch, if you don't can't write, bitch, you don't need to. Like, there are just certain things. Well, you should probably try to write. But what I'm saying is,
look at you,
that you just need to worry about yourself. Get up in the morning and say, what can I do today to progress my life more than it was or has been yesterday or whatever the fuck that my daddy used to say to me. Like, just figure it out. Do something productive each day. Stop worrying about memes. Stop. All of that stuff is fun. It is all hilarious. It is all good and well and all of that stuff. But you should be able to log off and be completely concerned with just you and satisfied with you and unbothered by whatever takes place. Because me personally, this doesn't even really apply to me, because at this point, if you can't whoop my ass or take some money from me, I don't have anything to say to you. Like, you can't, you're really not going to move me. And that's not many of y'all. So I'm good. Like, it's just freeing to be like, I'm just doing the very best I can out here. I am not perfect. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing or what I'm saying. That is another thing. Please, please stop trying to convince everybody that you know things. If you read books or don't read books, that has nothing to do with me. I know what I've read. I know what the book reports that I've written, bitch. I don't need to prove to you that I know some shit. I'm just out here with my ignorant ass trying to soak up all of the knowledge that I can so that I can apply that to my life so that I can be a better me or worse me or whatever the hell. Again, I'm just trying to make it into heaven. I'm just trying to get up there and be like, thank you so much, girl. We're so glad that you made it. Michael Jackson and Whitney and Prince, they're going to be performing soon. soon. So if you want, you know, to hit up, go ahead and get changed because it's going to be a Wang Dang Doodle. That's it. That's it. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just trying to live my life and be happy. And I really hope that many more of you can do that exact same thing without hoping that somebody else online lives for you, because it's really not that important. It means literally nothing. Followers mean literally nothing. You can buy them. They mean nothing. They mean nothing. Please get a life.
Amen.
And also,
oh, okay,
that emoji shit under the comments is whack. Like, that's so late. If you're above the age of like 12, I might give you 13, and you are going into celebrities' comments and things like that and showering them with mentions. I mean, showering them with emojis.
Oh, like on Instagram.
Like the bees and the, oh, right, the umbrellas. What's
the corn?
The corn. Well, the corn one's kind of funny, but it's still stupid because it means corny. But like all of that standum where you go into comments and leave,
oh yeah, I've seen
emojis.
Red balloons from the Navy when y'all the Navy's the red Navy balloons off. I mean, everybody does
Future
it, really.
Is, I think Future was the umbrella
until
Prince
died, and now it's over.
That one's not yours anymore.
That whole purple umbrella with the rain, it might as well, like, girl, it never should have been associated with Future anyway. Right, they just need
on
to put
the umbrella.
The, right, and just make it official, because girl, bye.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so my read this week goes out to somebody's uncle at Trader Joe's yesterday who really had the wrong bitch.
That'll do it.
So, you know how I like to get high and just walk across the city.
Who doesn't?
It's just so fun to me. So, I walked from Harlem to the Trader Joe's on 72nd Street. And to get these broccoli snacks that they have, I love them so much.
Oh,
they're
they
just dehydrated
good.
Chunks of broccoli, but they're so fucking good.
I don't know how to explain
I
it.
Love them so much. And I buy like 8 of them at a time and just leave them in my house and just eat them randomly. So I went down there to replenish my broccoli snack stash. And I have, you know, one of them little carry baskets with nothing but packs of broccoli snacks. And I found some green bean ones. And I said, let me try these. Okay, green beans.
Okay,
all right.
Veggie snacks.
Yes, veggie snacks. And I'm standing in, you know, that line at Trader Joe's and how that bitch wraps all around the produce and goes around the cheese and
oh,
the fresh
God.
Meat and shit. That line at Trader Joe's is the most.
With the end of the line staff.
Right. And you know, there's somebody always, because you walk through so much product while you are in line, people mm-hmm. periodically step out of line to go get eggplant or garlic or whatever the fuck. It's
yeah.
fine. It's no big deal. So this man in front of me has a basket like mine, the kind that you carry around, not push. And he keeps getting out of line to go get stuff. Whatever, I don't care, because he comes back, the line moves forward. It's no big deal. Except one time he's gone so long that the line moves ahead without him. And I'm not going to stand there like a dumbass. So
right.
I just go ahead and move ahead. I know when the man comes back, I know he's in front of me. I'm not going to put up some big crazy Negro fight and be
what
like, no, you out of line. Bitch, I know, but I'm not going to just stand here like a dumbass either.
And
I'm going to move
the
right. I'm going to move the fuck forward. So I can't even see him at this point because he done went behind me. And I guess he comes back up from behind and tries to say something, but I have my headphones on and I'm high, so I cannot hear him. I'm very used to people trying to get my attention and they cannot hear me. 99.9% of people will then tap me on the shoulder in mm-hmm. order to get my attention, because that is what people with home training do.
Yes.
Let me tell you what somebody's uncle decided to do instead.
Okay.
Took his very full basket of groceries, and yes, I did take a picture of it, very full of shit, and kicked it against my fucking leg. Like the back, yes, on my calf, kicked his basket. I just knew that it must be a toddler behind me who was like fucking with the cart or something. So I didn't even turn around, because I was like, somebody's mama, you know, like, it is fresh off of Mother's Day, and here you are, and
right.
you're embarrassing her. So I'm not even gonna turn around and look at this baby crazy. And then it happened again, like a violent push of a basket into my fucking calf. And I turned around and somebody's uncle is behind me talking about, I'm trying to get back to my spot. I said, bitch, I know you didn't. And I, listen.
Yes.
Contrary to what you may believe, I don't like confrontation. I really
Me neither.
Don't. I do not like to do it, but I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some situations that will take me from 0 to 60 immediately. Somebody violating me by kicking me And you didn't even kick. You kicked a basket into me twice. Not even, because he had it on the floor. He was kicking it ahead of him.
Yes.
And so instead of just tapping me on the shoulder and saying, excuse me, he just kicks the basket into my fucking leg. Like I'm going to turn around and be like, oh, okay. Sure, no problem. I'd love to move out of your way now. I said, bitch, I think you must be out of your motherfucking mind, but don't you ever get in your life kick a basket into somebody. If you needed to get my attention, all you have to do is tap me on the shoulder. Now, mind you, I haven't paused my music or taken my headphones off because as far as I'm concerned, we're not about to have a dialogue. You've made me angry. I'm going to cuss you out, and that's the end of it. So he gets in front of me talking about, I'm just trying to get back to my, so I don't really care about all that. The point of the fucking matter is don't ever kick me again in your fucking life. Now turn around. So he turns around, and I guess he thinks about it and gets angry that some young black girl just talked to him the way I did, because he tries to turn around again and face me and start talking. I said, I feel like I've made myself perfectly clear here. What you're going to do is turn around and move forward because I'm done talking. And then the line moved again. I said, don't play yourself. Because we've already seen that I'll move forward. And I don't know why you want me to box with you on the Upper West Side right now amongst all this fucking fruit. But I fucking will, my nigga. You can have some kind of fucking common human decency when you are in a public space. Like, I don't know why he just assumed that he could not just take his hand and put it on my shoulder and say, excuse me, I know you can't hear me. So then the next logical step is to place your fucking hand on my shoulder and ask me to move. Why the fuck would you kick something into me? Like, I know that if I was some 35-year-old white woman with a basket full of groceries with headphones on, he would not have kicked my fucking leg twice to get me out the way. You just said, oh, well, here goes some mule-ass black bitch. I'll just kick her until she gets the fuck out of my way. And I'm not the fucking one. I can't believe you. And I said, you really made me cuss you out. Like, on Mother's Day, you really, you forced my hand. You made me do this. You made me act a fool in Trader Joe's. Why not come in here every other week? These white people know me because I be stocking up on my broccoli snacks. How dare you interrupt my experience? I stand in that long ass line at Trader Joe's because I know when I get up there, it's going to be at least 30 bitches at them registers. They always have that shit stocked. It's just a long ass line. I understand. I come ready with the patience. I know the line protocol. I was going to let you back in your spot. All you had to, I know your face. I know you're in front of me.
Like, bitch, no.
Right. It's not like I was like, oh, you got out of line. Sucks to be you. Go to the back. Like, I didn't even tell you to get behind me. I would have let you have your spot back. And I still did let you have your spot back, even though after you kicked me, I should have said, and bitch, you can get behind me. That's what I should have done. But God was in my heart that day. Not enough to keep me from cussing him out, but enough to not make it worse.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that God would have been like, go for it.
Just do it, sis. Why not? Because you're already halfway there.
You know.
I just don't even understand. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Why don't y'all have home fucking training? What makes you think that's an okay way to treat a person? Bitch, kiss my ass. You deserve that cut. And I try not to cuss out elders either, but that bitch tried it. Tried the whole fuck out of me and then thought we was gonna talk about it. Bitch, it ain't nothing to talk about. We not having no fucking conversation. You was wrong in a story. I don't even want your sad ass sorry. Just turn around and move forward, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
So yes, that's my read this week.
All right, well, that's the show.
Yes, it is. That wraps up this episode of The Read. Check us out at thisistheread.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at thisistheread. Also, Wednesday, May 18th, we are headed to Baltimore, Maryland, finally for the first time. Tickets available at thereadlive.com right now. Also, June 11th, Saturday, The Read Live, San Francisco.
We've really never done a Baltimore show.
We've never been to Baltimore. We've been on like around Baltimore, D.C. and all that. But so actually first time in Baltimore for a show.
Oh, fun.
San Francisco on June 11th and London, July 30th. All tickets available at thereadlive.com. Kid Fury, you have any news this week?
I don't know if I said why the show's early this week. I'm going to Miami tomorrow. Sweet All Heat right. is this weekend.
That's why the show's early this week.
Sweet Heat's this weekend. So, folks, I mentioned this on the show before, but I'll be hosting the first party. I believe it's the first party. It's the meet and greet on Thursday. You can go to my Instagram, Instagram.com/KIDFURY, or you can go to Sweet Heat Miami. Their Instagram and get the information there. I will be there from, I believe it's 3 to 8. So if you're in the area or if you're there for the weekend or what have you, come on out. If you have passes for Sweet Heat, you can pick up your passes at the meet and greet. I'm going to be very ratchet, probably wearing very little clothing. It's going to be a great time.
Which is in your style. That is just your way. Big booty, no clothes. And I'm not mad at it.
You can't. You cannot say this anymore.
It's just listing facts, friend. It's not shade at all. It's just facts. You have a big booty and you're going to be in swimsuits. And it's going to be glory. I cannot wait for the Instagram pictures. I know you're going to be on everybody's Snapchat and I'm excited for it.
Bye, girl.
Don't forget to check out Shudder from AMC, a new kind of streaming service that's home to the best horror from around the world, uncut and commercial free. Shudder is offering a free month for the Read listeners. Use promo code READ at sign up and start streaming with Shudder today. That's SHUDDER.com. Promo code READ. Anything else? We have an acronym this week?
No, but I just want to once again say worry about yourself, get your chakras aligned, and God bless what's the child's name? The baby.
Saint?
Oh, Saint. God bless North and Mason and the upcoming baby, little Hong Kong.
You know what? Bye.
Baby Vietnam.
Bye.